way of understanding here. What is that another one? Oh, that another one doesn't have yes and no. So try to think without yes and no. How is it? Is it nothing? When you think without yes and no, some feeling, some passion will come to you. Something will happen to you. Not that you do something. It will happen to you. It comes from within. Yes?
For as much as you are too dull to apprehend these wonders, if you say yes, you will be prefabricating.
Ah, that's what everybody is doing. Whoever you ask, do you have a religion? I say, yes. Here he will say, if you don't understand the real deep meaning of that religion, what are you talking about when you say, yes, I'm a believer? You are fabricating. You're talking is nonsense because you don't know what you're talking. You say, I'm Christian, but you don't know the Christianity really what it is. And the majority are like this, aren't they? Yes?
And if you say no, the no will behead you. On account of that no, wrath will shut your window.
Yeah, now it's a little bit more gentle, but it's the same. If you say no, I don't believe in religion, suddenly, you are that silly fellow that you should be killed. And everybody will try to punish you. So, what the hell you should do? If you say, yes, I'm religious, you're fabricating. If you say no, then what?
Be, then, only dumbfounded and distraught, nothing else, that God's aid may come in from before and behind.
Aha. Therefore, you should be what? Bewilderment. Do you remember? The next step we are going to say, that's why we love the bewilderment. Because what is bewilderment? Is the moment that I know that I don't know. You see how they translate to each other? Knowing that you don't know. That's good. Because when you don't know and you say I know, nonsense. The opposite, trouble. So you should be bewildered. Means let go of the preset knowledge in your brain. This is the passé. This is something which is old stuff. Which is coming, when I ask you, are you Christian? You will say yes. I say, what is Christianity? To you, Christianity comes from your grandpa. It means what? Yes, your sperm comes from your grandpa. But your knowledge? Give me a break. Your grandpa is dead. And that culture is dead. You're here now. Then what? See, this is the point. To be bewildered. Yes?
When you have become dumbfounded and crazed and nodded, you have said with mute eloquence, lead us.
Aha! This is the trick. The trick is, if you think you know, you're just silly. If you think that you don't know, you're silly again. If you don't know that you know or not, if you are bewildered in between, means what? Means you are asking for help. I don't know which one it is. So help me. That's ehdana. That's what all the believers should say. Lead us, not me. Us, ehdana. This is it. That's why we ask him. A group of us, that minority, who arrive at the level of knowledge that they understand that this is it. Yes, it's complicated like that. And we don't know. We know a little bit, but we don't know all of it. They are asking for help. Means having the pure questioning. Yep.
It is mighty, mighty. But when you begin to tremble, that mighty wrath becomes assuaged and equitable.
Aha, mightyfulness. It's mighty. The existence, look at the existence. Enormous, you say. Ah, that mightiness? That's for non-believers. Yes. They look at this mighty existence, they try to challenge it, so they'll be challenged and they're the losers. But that mightiness will transform, will turn around. When you understand, the stuff are different. When you are, let's say, a good scientist, you understand the subject you are studying in, you have no problem. And everything is easy, because you know what you're doing. For the people who don't know why they are here and what are they doing, this is enormous, complicated, and it doesn't look workable. Yes, let's go to the final paragraph.
Because the mighty shape is for the unbeliever, when you have become helpless, it is mercy and kindness.
Yeah.
How Gabriel, on whom be peace, showed himself to Mustafa, God bless and save him, in his own shape, and how, when one of his 700 wings became visible, it covered the horizon, and the sun with all its radiance was veiled over.
This is a funny story that is made for all prophets. No matter which one, it happens like this. Because all of them, they have one simple question, some simple verse that, let me see the stuff as it is. This is their prayer to God, that God, please show me the existence as it is. And this is the mistake of all of these prophets. That's why it's being repeated with each prophet for you to learn. What is silly in this question? Moses wants to see the existence as it is. What's bad in that? It's wrong, because to see how it is more than the power and energy or blah, blah, blah of Moses. It's beyond your dimension. It's not achievable. It's not even thinkable. But this is more complicated, so let's hear it. Yes.
Mustafa said in the presence of Gabriel, even as thy shape is, O friend, show it to me sensibly and visibly, that I may behold you as spectators. He replied, you cannot bear this, and have not the power to endure it. The sense of sight is weak and frail. 'Twould be grievous for you. Show yourself, said he, that this body may perceive to what an extent the senses are frail and resourceless. Man's bodily senses are infirm, but he has a potent nature within. This body resembles flint and steel, but in quality it is a striker of fire. Flint and steel are the birthplace where fire is brought into being. Fire is born, domineering over both its parents. Fire again exercises sway over the bodily nature. It is dominant over the body and flaming.
What's happening? The question was simple and silly. Show yourself as you are. You cannot. Period. You are not that good enough to see the Gabriel exactly as it is. But let me explain something to you. And this is the explanation, which is, he said, look at it. The human being is a teeny animal. But the power of humanity look at it. It's like the lighter. It looks like a piece of stone and another kind of stone. But this will make the fire. The fire looks to you something that you are cooking with. But this fire is the fire which was within the Ibrahim Khalil. Do you remember? That fire that you have to go through to let burn this physical stuff to be the means that step by step the meaning of any existence is different. When you're talking about the meaning, it's not that limited. Let's start from the beginning. Yes, two pieces of stone. And the fire. Yes, and fire. The fire will burn. Everything could be good, could be bad, but it's there because there is no one dimension to one stuff. It depends where is that stuff, what somebody is doing with that stuff. Yes?
Yet again, there is in the body an Abraham-like flame, whereby the tower of fire is subdued. In consequence, the all-accomplished prophet said symbolically, we are the hindmost and the foremost.
This is that tricky, silly saying of the prophet, which says what? Al-akharu nasabahu. Means the winner is the last one. Al-akharu nasabahu. The last one is the winner. Why? Because the first one was the silly fellow who couldn't find even the path. And step by step by step, we are learning. Look at it. This is the humanity. Step by step improvement. Every step is no good. And it needs changes to become the next one, which is better. Okay, that better is here. Nah, it's no good. It should change to something better. This is the essence. Here you say, all this, I explained this, blah, 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 blah. At the end, it is said like this. Akharuna sabahu. Means, it's a game. It's a competition. And step by step, we do mistakes. We learn from it. We become better. As simple as that. Now suddenly you say, oh, show me the best. Why and how? And who are you to see the best? This is the existence. It started a couple of thousand years ago. And step by step, we learned something. We became Aztec and Mayas and the Egyptians and blah, 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 blah. And each step was more advanced than the other one. So you're silly if you want me to shoot the best. The best is not here to see. Here is yesterday, which was no good. And today, which is no good. And tomorrow, which could be better. That's how we work. If we sit down and say, no, I want to see the end of it. The end of it is the end of everything. So what the hell with you? But everybody wants to see the top, the maximum, the blah, blah, blah. They don't understand. No, it's step by step. It's like this. And every step is more advanced than the last step. And it's a backward step compared with the next step. That's how we walk, isn't it? This is walking in this path. Yes?
The material form of these twain is vanquished by a hammer and anvil. In quality, they are superior to the mine of iron ores. Therefore, man is in appearance a derivative of the world and intrinsically the origin of the world.
Aha! with all this explanation, let's come to the humanity.